Morning, Mark.
Morning, David.
You're right. Have you got everything?
It's a bit early.
I know, but the airport's the airport. Got to be there 2.5-3 hours early. Have you got your passport?
No. Give me a minute.
Oh, for goodness sake. He's like this every time we travel.
I'm back.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Where are we going?
Oh, good point. We're going to Abu Dhabi.
Where we'll be going to the family-friendly resort of Yas Island.
From the latest on Caribbean cruises to kosher safaris, pilgrimages to Jewish Eastern Europe and award-winning wines and international cuisine in sun-drenched Tel Aviv, sit back and enjoy the trip with the travel edition of the Jerusalem Post podcast. Mark and I are having a coffee. We've got a cappuccino and a Turkish, and we're sitting with our gracious host, Matthew Mullen, who's the cluster general manager of Hilton Abu Dhabi Yas Island. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to have you with us.
And I want to thank you, as we should let everybody know that we are your guests here, just to say straight off that this is a brand new hotel. It feels new, and certainly we've been greeted with a very, very warm welcome. Let's start our chat off by you telling us a little bit about who you are, how you came here, and so on.
Very warm welcome to Abu Dhabi and to Yas Island in particular, and of course to Hilton. Well, I'm a Hilton veteran, nearly 33 years with Hilton and worked in various parts of the world. I relocated to the UAE in January last year to take on this fabulous new project and open 3 new hotels on Yas Island.
We're sat in the Graphos restaurant in the hotel, overlooking the swimming pool and fountains and just a really beautiful vista. Everything here is brand new. Tell us about the inception of this hotel, when it was built, why here?
The project would have started, you know, over 4 years ago in terms of design and planning. You know, I arrived in January last year. The building was 50% complete at the time that I arrived. Hilton was taking on the management of the property, and we started to recruit the team at that point and start to plan, you know, the fabulous facilities that are here, you know, the food and beverage concepts, the final bedroom design. So all of that work took place early last year in anticipation of an opening very early in this year.
Why Yas Island?
Yas Island is a fabulous, you know, entertainment destination. You have the wonderful theme parks, you have the marina, you have the Yas Mall, you have the Formula One circuit, you've got golf. And this destination, where we're located in Yas South, is going to become the entertainment capital of the UAE. Later this year, we will have 37 restaurants, we'll have 20 retail outlets, our wonderful beach club will be open. And the Etihad Arena, of course, is now open, along with the Hilton. So, you know, it's not just the Hilton that's come here, it's everything else that comes along with that to further enhance this fabulous world-class destination.
So why don't we just finish our coffees and then maybe you can show us a little bit around the hotel?
Absolutely, look forward to it.
I am the executive sous chef, Mohammed Al-Balki.
Can you tell us a little bit about this restaurant we're in now, the style of food?
As a chef, like, I'm working with a long time with the international food, plus my traditional Arabic, where I came from. My favorite dish, I really like the lamb ozi, which we keep it authentic a little bit, but I'm using the lamb shank here to serve it, like, on the menu. And then I cook it with the rice. We're using still the pure ghee, like, same very old style, with a lot of nuts and meat inside, which really people like it and love it all the time when they come visit us.
And the desserts that I see you serve are beautifully presented. Tell us a little bit about the use of hibiscus tea in your desserts.
We boil the hibiscus, we take it the juice, and like we take it really for a kind of long little bit of process, because we take also the hibiscus, we make it like a tender, we make it like a marmalade, and then we put it inside the freezer, and then we take it out. You know, now I think maybe everybody just turned to healthy food. They like really something like as a dessert and sweet, but like you know, something different. We use it in this in our Hilton here at Yas Island.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Euphoria Spa.
Thank you very much indeed. So you've brought us to the spa.
So we're now in these fabulous spa facilities with a wonderful jacuzzi, sauna, steam room, and two hammams, and both for ladies and gents, and then a wonderful relaxation room right next door. Experience showers and great changing facilities.
What other facilities does the hotel have to offer?
We're a family resort, as I mentioned earlier. We're not just families, but we have a great focus on families in terms of interconnecting rooms, rooms that have large sleeping capacities, and 60 suites, of course. But the jewel really is the kids' facilities. We have a wonderful kids' pool and a great indoor kids' club with entertainment program for kids of all ages.
So there's an expression in English, which of course is out of the pan and into the fire. So you were just talking about the spa facilities and the incredible heat experience, but let's face it, we're on one of the hottest places on the planet. We've come outside now to your beautiful pool area, which you'll tell us about in a minute, but how do you deal with the issue of heat, especially for European and other visitors who maybe aren't quite as used to it as you are?
We've come from the indoor sauna to the outdoor sauna now. I mean, you just have to look around, you'll see that fabulous swimming pool, which is temperature controlled. So obviously we keep the temperature at a cool level so guests can jump into the pool and cool off. But most people come here for the sunshine and for that warm weather. We do, however, have other facilities on, you know, in the dining areas that are outdoors, we have fans and coolers. So there's that constant circulation of cool air wherever possible. And we encourage people, of course, to be very conscious of the high temperature, drink plenty of fluids, and we make sure that we have look after our guests at all times.
So we've come back into Graphos. Are Jewish listeners able to get kosher food in this hotel?
Absolutely. Prior to opening, we received the a certificate passing our hotel to be able to serve kosher food. That includes everything from the supply chain to the delivery to the hotel to delivery to the customer. So the rabbi visited our hotel, we had a wonderful ceremony, the hotel is certified, and we're very proud to serve kosher food.
With your permission, let's nip up to one of the bedrooms, because I know you talked about what's on offer and being designed at the moment and built out and about. Let's get a view of what there is around the bay.
So we've just entered the executive lounge. This area is almost complete and will open in a few weeks' time. It's fabulous overlooking. You've got a view overlooking the island and also a view overlooking Yas Bay. And then as we walk out onto the terrace, you'll see the pier. This is where we will have 37 restaurants on the waterfront and the pier, along with 20 retail outlets, and then the fabulous beach club, which will open in September this year. So what a fabulous view, eh?
You're called the cluster general manager. Does the cluster imply that there's going to be more than one Hilton hotel here?
Yes, most definitely. Later this year, we will open another two hotels. One is going to be the WB Abu Dhabi, which is part of our Curio collection by Hilton. That's a 257-bedroom hotel adjacent to Warner Brothers World, which is the Warner Brothers theme park on Yas Island. And this hotel will be a fabulous reflection of Warner Brothers' history in film and television. So lots of things for all age groups, and will be a superb location right next to the park. And then adjacent to that will be a DoubleTree Residences. That's 156 bedrooms, predominantly suites, obviously aimed at the family market, aimed at the long stay market, and also the corporate market. So all three hotels, I think, complement each other superbly well and offer a huge range of facilities across Yas Island.
Once every year, tens, if not hundreds of thousands, make their way to Yas Island for a very, very special event. Not only is it an opportunity just for 1 week of the year, but this is a place that's open for all of the year, and we're going to find out a lot more about it now in the company of Stuart Latham, who is the Circuit Safety Manager at Yas Marina Circuit.
Our blue ribboned event every year is the Formula One Etihad Airways Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, of course. It's generally, has been for most of the years recently anyway, the final race in the Formula One calendar. So everybody comes here, and we have hopefully, if it's a close season, it's competitive, we have the season decider here, which has happened on a couple of occasions. And it's an attraction basically for people from around the world to come to Abu Dhabi and experience a Formula One event on a grand scale.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of this circuit?
Yeah, so the circuit was constructed in 2008-2009 for the inaugural event back in, I think it was October 2009. And yeah, the idea being that the Abu Dhabi government wanted to future-proof the economy, diversify away from oil, and envelop tourism and bring tourism into the region. Yas Island it itself is the major tourism hub of Abu Dhabi. Not only do we have the circuit here, we also have a number of theme parks on our doorstep. Right next door we have Ferrari World, for example, there's Yas Water World, Warner Brothers World now has been open for 2-3 years, and also all the infrastructure that supports that as well. Hotels literally across the road from the circuit. There's 5 or 6 hotels, and then of course the iconic Yas Hotel above the circuit itself. The only hotel in the world that straddles a Formula One track. So it's quite unique, and that's a big attraction in itself for people to want to come here and have a very unique experience.
Formula One, and we'll get on to the thrill of Formula One in a minute, is but a few days of the year. So how do you multi-purpose this area, the track and everything that's surrounding it?
Formula One is just one weekend of the year. We are operational 365 days a year, 15 hours a day. So that's a lot of work, a lot of different things happening. We have, from the auto side, the moto side of things, we have our retail wing. So that's driving experiences the public can turn up and drive an Aston Martin or a Ferrari. Got a number of cars in our fleet that people can turn up and drive or be a passenger in with an experienced instructor. Aside of that, we've got a kart track, we've got a drag strip, we've got a dynamic area for vehicle handling activities, things like that. We have what we call our corporate or MICE events. That's things like manufacturer days, corporate bookings, car clubs and the like. They can turn up, hire the track, come and do activities here as well. And then on top of that, we have not just Formula One in terms of motorsport, we have local national motorsport as well, which encompasses the local series that we have here in the UAE. Plus, we have international series that will come and piggyback onto those events as well. We had Formula Renault Euro Cup here a couple of years ago. We've had Asia Le Mans Series more recently. Formula 3 Asia have been here more recently. The Gulf 12 Hours is an endurance race that we run once a year. So it's busy. Top of that, that's just the moto side of things. We have bike track days here. And we have, like we have today, we've got our weekly cycling and running. So the circuit's open actually twice a week, on a Sunday and a Tuesday, for free of charge. The public to come, bring their bikes or bring their running shoes, and they can go around the track and spend 3 or 4 hours just enjoying the circuit and its facilities.
We're here in the Yas Marina Circuit Control Room, watching 56 different screens, watching a golf cart go about 12 miles an hour around the circuit.
Takes all sorts.
On Formula One weekend, can you tell us a bit about what the atmosphere is like for spectators? What happens over that weekend?
It's the place to be quite honest with you. It's a huge event for us and for everybody concerned that comes to visit the circuit. As well as the on-track activity, there's lots of entertainment take place behind the scenes. And we have several Oasis areas for each of our grandstands has an Oasis area. Catering, food and beverage, activities for the kids, you name it, it's on there. Spectator shows, driver interviews, all sorts of things going on. And then every night of the weekend, we actually have a concert. So there's part of the Ferrari World Complex we've been using for recent years has got the capacity of about 25 to 30,000 people to have a concert. We've had some big names play after the Grand Prix each night in recent years. That's very exciting.
I've only got one more question. I don't know about Mark, but for most Americans, F1 still remains something of a mystery because they like circuits that go round and round and round. Can you finish off by almost giving us the emotion, the passion that I'm sure you would say makes Formula One the number one motorsport?
Yeah, for me, it's the pinnacle of motorsport. Many people will have said that. I'm sure you've heard it many times before whenever you talk about Formula One. These cars are prototype cars. They are one of a kind. They're extremely expensive, and they are at the cutting edge of technology in terms of the materials used to construct them. The budget that actually goes into building one of these things and running a race team, taking it around the world for 22 races a year. And in addition, it's the drivers, the level of driver as well. These are the best drivers in the world in terms of being able to put a car around the track and beat the next guy by sometimes thousandths of a second. It's that close sometimes. And the speed and the thrill of these things, to see them with your own eyes, they're otherworldly. not just the acceleration, which is one thing, but the thing that really surprised me, first of all, when I stood trackside and saw a Formula One car, was the braking. How a car can stop from 300 kilometres an hour down to 50 kilometres an hour for a corner and do all that in 80 metres. There's nothing else in the world that can do that. Nothing else on the planet can do that. And that's quite something to see and witness with your own eyes.
One last question from me. How does one get tickets to come to the Grand Prix?
Ah, that's an easy one. We have a website, the Yas Marina Circuit website, yasmarinacircuit.com. You go on that website and you'll find everything you need on there to get the tickets. We have a number of packages that you can buy. You can go in a grandstand, you can go on our open air Abu Dhabi Hill and enjoy the view from there, which is a really good place to go and watch the race from there. See a lot of the circuit from that location. There's all the hospitality, the suites you can go to as well. There's a number of different packages. We have all things for all men.
So after Stuart's taken us on that wonderful tour, they've decided to let us loose on go-karts. And we're now getting dressed in fireproof overalls.
It is baking hot, if we haven't already said it. We've taken off some of our clothes, but not all of them. And they've given us this thick, thick material to wear. Plus, we've got a hairnet for fire safety and a crash helmet.
I'm going to melt.
This is mad. But more important, I'm going to whip your...
I'm rubbish at this. I mean, I'm going to be at the back driving like Miss Daisy.
The last time I went karting was in a lat. I started in last place, tore up the fields and lapped everybody twice. So watch out, because I am going to have you, Mark Gordon.
Mabruk shukran. That's my Arabic done. Oh, I came second. I would have come first, but I crashed just on the last lap.
And there were only two riders?
No, there were eight. We were the only two adult riders. I think you came fourth or fifth, and I came second behind a load of young ladies who were incredibly quick around this circuit.
And one of whom you actually drove into in a bid to win.
Well, I was coming around the corner and she was parked. I think she was doing a makeup or answering her phone, but no, I would have won, but I'm not bitter. It's not going to go with me for the rest of this trip.
So here's the important question. Second against a group of teenage girls plus myself, or would you have rather have driven one of those fast cars around the Formula One circuit and probably stalled about 17 times doing it on your own?
That was embarrassing enough. I'm not doing anything. I'll be back next year and I'll be quicker and probably third. Thank you very much.
Yas Island Fact File. The main airport of the Emirate of Abu Dhabi is Abu Dhabi International. The main flag carrier is Etihad, which will take you from New York, Chicago, Washington, Toronto, London, Paris, Tel Aviv, and most major capital cities. By September 2021, Wizz Air Abu Dhabi will operate 25 routes, including Tel Aviv. The airport is 10 minutes drive from the Yas Island Resort. Recommended hotels include the Hilton Yas Island and the W at Yas Marina Circuit. $1 will buy you 3.67 UAE dirham. Abu Dhabi has a desert climate and sunny blue skies can be expected throughout the year. The months of June through September are generally extremely hot and humid, with average daytime temperatures over 40 degrees C, 104 Fahrenheit. The Hilton Hotel Yas Island is able to provide kosher food.
And it's time to take a breather from the high-octane buzz and thrill of race circuits and all the other goodies that are on offer here at Yas Island. You're listening to the Jerusalem Post podcast travel edition with myself, David Harris, and my travel buddy, Mark Gould.
Having finally got out of the heat of Abu Dhabi and the Grand Prix circuit, we've come into Yas Mall. We're stood outside Starbucks, we're next to Boots, we've got Fifth Avenue over there, all the brands that you could want. We're currently lost because we've been walking around for 20 minutes and this place is immense. And if you smell a little from the cart zone, there are hundreds of people in this mall with perfume spraying you. So when you come out of here, you will be as fresh as a daisy.
I've got a feeling they were just spraying us because of our scent. Now, so it's something that really happens all over the Middle East, but particularly both up the road in Dubai and here in Abu Dhabi, which is the amount of scent that you will come across. There's the obvious and basic perfume, but in addition to that, you will find frankincense and myrrh and all of those other Middle Eastern and biblical classics, particularly in the souks, in the entrance to them. And so you can't go very far in shopping areas without those heady and sometimes even dizzying smells.
As you come into this mall, you will be confronted with shop after shop with high quality goods. This is a very high end mall, and there is a food court here, a really large food court. And David and I want to go to Cheesecake Factory, but we're going somewhere else after this. But you can spend half a day here shopping and eating, and then shopping again and eating again. It's an amazingly large place.
I love the way that Mark talks about all of the high quality stores. And when he says high quality, we're talking about places with jewellery well in the 5 and 6 digits. And then after that, he mentions the Cheesecake Factory. Not that we have anything against the Cheesecake Factory. In fact, quite the reverse. I think we'll just end this one section with, if you are coming into this mall as a tourist, the one thing that I was struck by straight away was how many locals, the Emiratis, are here. The women in their black abayas and the head covering, the men covered from head to toe in white, with slight differences depending on which tribe they're from, which part of the Emirates, and sometimes a little bit further apart. But it is fascinating to see a very authentic local mall with far fewer tourists than you might see up in Dubai.
Excuse me, do you know where the exit is? Help!
After going to the Yas Mall, of course we're doing our trip around Yas Island, it's time for another hotel and more drinks and more food and very, very full tummies. And all of that is thanks to the Assistant Director of Sales at the W Abu Dhabi Yas Island, Lars Hisbin. Thank you very much indeed for joining us at such a late hour. And I know you're going to go home. And I have to tell everybody, this is the second time we're recording it because I didn't press the right record button.
How long have you been here?
I've been with the hotel for around 2.5 years now. I joined in January of 2019. And during that time, it was still the Yas Hotel. We did a renovation, which started in February of 2019, and in November, right before Formula One race weekend, we relaunched the hotel as W Abu Dhabi Yas Island.
Talk to us about what is, especially from outside, but also, of course, from within, a phenomenal design. There are so many incredible buildings in Abu Dhabi that this one really sticks out. Tell us a bit about it.
The hotel is built atop a Formula One racetrack, and the iconic structure, which you can see from the outside, is called the grid shell. So we have these LED lights and panels, which we can change into more than 12 million different colors, where we can put company logos and flags. And it's definitely something that you only be able to see within the UAE or within Abu Dhabi. Then whenever they build a W hotel, they look at the culture and history of the destination, and they try to take design elements from this and bring that into the hotel and try to bring that to life. So if you look inside the property, there's a few different things that you might be able to spot. For example, the check-in desks, they're shaped like oil drops and they're pitch black, and that has to do with, as mentioned, the oil. Or if you look at one of the walls in the living room area, you can see some pipes hanging there. And these are actual shisha pipes, as they're used when the Arabic men are gathering and smoking shisha.
I've been walking around this hotel with my mouth open. It's just so different and so beautiful. If I were to come here as a guest, what facilities are available in this hotel?
So we have some of the largest rooms in the city that start with 54 square meters. Then all of the rooms have a balcony. So you can sit outside and you have astonishing views of Yas Island and, of course, the Formula One racetrack. Other than that, we have our signature wet deck and, of course, a variety of restaurants to choose from. Garage, which you were able to experience tonight. And of course, afterwards, the W Lounge, where you can go for a drink.
Race weekend happens just once a year. It's the final weekend of the Formula One circuit. How does all of that interplay with this hotel that sits atop the course?
Being on top of the Formula One racetrack gives us such a unique experience for our guests, but also for us as staff, of course. So this place is the heart of the island, and it's buzzing. Whether you're walking around in one of the restaurants or whether you're up on the wet deck. And what's really, really cool is that after the races, you might even run into one of the race car drivers because they tend to come here and enjoy a drink afterwards.
I'm in a food coma from Garage. It was amazing. We've had cuisine from all over the world and finished off with the most amazing desserts. Can you tell us a little bit more about Garage and the other restaurants here?
The idea behind Garage was to create, let's say, a luxury food market. So you need to imagine one large space, and within this large space, we have five culinary hubs, as we call them. Every hub has its own kitchen and its own signature chef. So one of the restaurants is called Nikkei House, which does Japanese and Peruvian fusion cuisine. So think sushi, sashimi, ceviche. Then we have Steam Table, where Chef Anne prepares noodles, dumplings, dim sum, ramen, so your Asian street foods. Then we have the Meza Bar, where we have Lebanese food, but then with a W twist to it. So rather than the traditional hummus, a rainbow hummus. And we have the Meat Vault. So as the name already says it, the Meat Vault is for your grill specialties, such as steaks and burgers. Of course, we have some special places for desserts as well. So we have the Tarte Van, where we have different pastries and ice creams. And if you get thirsty, there's the tap wall. One wall with 11 different drinks coming from the tap.
Lars, thank you for hosting us at the W Abu Dhabi Yas Island.
Thank you so much for interviewing me. It was such a pleasure.
Hi, my name's Liam Finlay. I'm the General Manager of Experience Hub, the trade and promotional arm of Yas Island, Abu Dhabi. Well, Yas Island has gone from a barren, sandy plateau to a leading entertainment hub in just 12 years or so. Thanks to the Yas Marina Circuit, Ferrari World Abu Dhabi, the W Hotel Abu Dhabi and the new Etihad Arena, it's instantly recognisable to millions around the world. Yas Island is a man-made island. It was part of the mainland Abu Dhabi and is part of the idea behind the Formula One proposal. A strip of land was dredged, which is now the canal. The area was always intended to be a multi-purpose entertainment, leisure and retail project. But that's not all we have for sports fans. The award-winning Yas Links Golf Course. The Par 72 Championship Links Course is currently rated 48th in Golf Digest Top 100 courses in the world. For all the fun, there are multiple theme parks, which are must visits. I think one of my favorites is the Yas Water World. Or you've also got Ferrari World Abu Dhabi, which has the fastest roller coaster in the world. Or we've got Warner Brothers, which is, as per the Guinness World Record, we have its largest indoor theme park in the world. Or we've got the new record-breaking climb Abu Dhabi. Yas Island is also offering families a magical escape to fairy tale land this winter when Disney on Ice, Find Your Hero, takes stage also at Etihad Arena from the 2nd to the 11th of September. We have over 165 dining options across Yas Island, ranging from top-end restaurants such as Chipirani's and Iris to casual dining such as Black Tab and Rainforest Cafe. For more information, visit yasisland.ae. Discover a destination like nowhere else. We're open, we're ready to welcome guests from around the world in a safe environment.
Fred Flintstone, Bugs Bunny, Batman, Scooby Dooby Doo. We're at Warner Brothers World on Yas Island, Abu Dhabi.
This is actually, for me, the most exciting part of our entire trip. I haven't even been inside yet.
I would say this is my second biggest highlight. Obviously, my highlight would be beating David around the karting track yesterday, but I am super hyped to be here.
It's baking hot. I can see my camera is already heating up. So I think what we should do is go inside, get our tickets, and pretend we are about 8 years old.
Yabba dabba doo! We've come through guest services with our tickets, and we're now in, I think, the main central square of Warner Brothers World, Yas Island, Abu Dhabi. And what a view there is, David.
I've never seen anything like this. As we said before, this is a massive, massive indoor theme park. But in this square, it is permanent dusk or twilight. The sky painted is a magnificent setting sun scene. I don't actually see a sun anywhere. It's already gone below the horizon. But this is just superb. I think you're more of the knowledgeable one in terms of the various characters and so on. So what have we got that we can see in the four corners and those alleys?
By knowledgeable, I think you mean more childish. So I've already had my picture taken with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. In the distance, I can see a massive billboard with Wonder Woman, played by the beautiful Gal Gadot. And off each corner of the square, I think that's where the rides are and the shops and the experiences. And each one is themed. So in this corner is Metropolis for Superman. This corner is called Gotham City. This corner is called Cartoon Junction. And that relates to the Warner Brothers characters. And over there, we have Bedrock, which I think will have the Flintstones and the other Hanna-Barbera characters.
And we've actually found a superhero who is happy to be interviewed by the international media. Who are you?
Hi there, so I'm Wonder Woman, and I see that you guys are out here with me in Metropolis, and I just want to say I hope you all stay safe and have an amazing day.
Thank you so, so much. Is it everything safe on the streets around here at the
Very
moment?
Very much. We haven't seen any baddies yet, but if you guys do see anyone, please let me know, or Green Lantern. We're out here trying to keep the streets safe today.
We absolutely will. Thank you, and I won't take up any more of your time.
Thank you very much. Have a great time.
From GBS Studios in Metropolis, this is Daily Planet News Hour with Lois Lane and Clark Kent.
Good evening, Metropolis. Tonight's top stories.
Just getting my legs back. We have been on two rides now. We've been on Superman ride. We're in Metropolis. Which is based on DC characters. We've been on a Superman 3D ride, and now we're in the Justice League of America Hall, having been on the Green Lantern ride.
What do you think in terms of who this is all appropriate for? Because at the end of the day, it's all well and good you and me having fun, but what
we are
absolutely. But in terms of encouraging, what ages would you say it's for, and so on?
So, I mean, so far, both experiences have had 3D. All around cameras and glasses, and a lot of the noise is very sort of in short, sharp breaks. So it's very much aimed at families. The rides so far have been, well, the first one wasn't even a ride. You stood at a rail. The second one was a very gentle ride. So it's not been like rides to scare you. It's been very much interactive experiences. So very much a family experience.
I think plenty of adults traveling alone would have fun here. What I would say is, like with all theme parks around the world, there's lots of commercialization. So a lot of the shops, the stores that are around, are made to look like part of Metropolis, but inside you're either going to have nice food of different varieties. That I know there's an Italian joint here, but also on top of that, lots and lots of opportunities to have your photographs taken and to buy those all important souvenirs. Wilma! Actually, it's David, because Mark has disappeared on me. You're listening to this special from Yas Island, Abu Dhabi, exclusively here on the Jerusalem Post podcast, Travel Edition. We just came off a ride for kids, which is your standard River Cave ride. This one is Bedrock, so you've got Wilma and Fred and all of the characters that go with them. It's actually a lovely, lovely ride, and much more my speed than Mark's. And as you may possibly have heard by now, Mark did, or at least he thinks he did, really well in the go-karting yesterday. And it's true, I'm a bit of a softie. When we got to the end of the River Cave ride and the little boat went those sort of 10, 20 yards or meters down a slope, I was already closing my eyes and my tummy was going round and round. Same thing when we went on an earlier ride with the Green Lantern around all of his worlds. You're sitting down again, it's a 3D glasses ride, but you get that real feeling of motion, so I had my eyes closed. Where Mark has really gone, since he now thinks of himself as being that super roadster, is onto the Fast and Furious. It is the ride starring Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner, and you might be able to hear it right now. It is a small roller coaster. And when Mark was riding the roller coaster, something very strange happened within his brain. Even stranger than normal. In fact, he's begun to talk somewhat funny. And as you know, on this podcast, we have a weekly quiz. This time we're going to do something a little bit different. Can you tell who Mark thinks he is? Pens and paper at the ready.
Meet me. Meet me. I'm hunting rabbits. What's up, Doc?
Shaggy?
I thought I'd power a pretty tat. I did.
Yikes. Yabba dabba doo.
I don't want to spit on the mic.
And I would have got away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Thanks a lot, Mark. And maybe if he gets his normal voice back between now and the end of the podcast, he can tell us exactly who those voices belong to.
And what better way to continue, having been in the beautifully air-conditioned Warner Brothers world, than to come to a water park in 45-degree heat? We're at Yas Water World, Abu Dhabi.
It has dozens of rides. It claims to be one of the biggest in the world, as so much is here. Some of the rides look absolutely superb. There's also a roller coaster going through here. We're standing right now above a rather mellow ride, which you sort of tube along, but the water's moving very slowly. It's just a relaxed place. Most of it is actually in the shade.
To my right, I can see a waterfall, that lovely sound in the background. And just next to the waterfall, there's a window. And there are two or three people inside that window diving for pearls. Pearls being one of the traditional old industries of Abu Dhabi. And I don't know if you can hear it, but there's also the sound of a water-based roller coaster going over my head.
That'll be that sound in the background just now. So many slides, some of them open and some of them covered. Most of the people here appear to be locals from the Gulf countries, predominantly Emiratis, having a lot of fun. The price at this particular water park is actually very reasonable indeed, and you can spend many hours soaking up the sun if 45 degrees is your thing, and of course enjoying the refreshing water. From here, we are going to head back to our hotel because our time in Abu Dhabi is almost at a close. We've had a great time at Yas Island. We'll share with you our closing thoughts in a few minutes' time back at the Hilton.
And now those quiz answers. And for those of you that suffered through my impressions, the actual answers to who I was trying to be. Number one was Roadrunner. Number two was Elmer Fudd. The third one was a really, really bad Bugs Bunny. I'm sorry about that. Number four was Scooby. Number five was Tweety Pie, or Tweety Bird, as he is sometimes known. Number six was Scooby again, just to trick you. Then we had Fred Flintstone at number seven. Porky Pig, also quite bad, I'm sorry, at number eight. And then the brilliant generic Scooby bad guy at number nine. Watching the sunset over Yas Island on my balcony here at the beautiful Hilton Hotel, the pool in front of us. We've just watched some jet skis go by. It's been a really amazing trip.
It just behooves us, which is a posh word for me, it behooves us to say a special thanks once again to all of those people who have hosted us. We have been their guests for this podcast, and say a big thank you because we really were looked after incredibly well.
I'd like to thank Experience Hub, who have put together our program here on Yas Island, Wizz Air Abu Dhabi for bringing us here, and the Hilton Hotel Yas Island, who have hosted us so superbly over the last 2 days.
The food was great at the W Abu Dhabi Yas Island. We went round and round and round the Yas Marina circuit. In fact, I used to be a motor racing driver, but I'm all right. And before Mark turns me off for those awful jokes, a final thank you goes to Yas Water World and to Warner Brothers.
That's all, folks.
Apart from me saying, I beat you round Yas Marina circuit, didn't I?
I'm not going to go there yet again. I got...